Hello, everybody. Come on in. Come on in to the hello, Miss Christy. Come on in to the party. Oh, wait. Okay. Chat, participants. I'm getting this figured out, y'all. Come on in. Hello, Miss Margaret. Welcome. I'm Coach Betsy. And let's do some coaching. Y'all, and just some talking about binging. This is our monthly binge call on Tuesdays. Sometimes it's a little bit different Tuesday of the month. Just check your training calendar. With sometimes we kind of move it around. I'll be on vacation in July for a week, so I will not sure when I'm doing it. I think maybe I'm doing it more towards the end of the month, but do not quote me on that. But just check the training calendar. I'll be here one Tuesday a month to talk about binging and coach you all on binging. Has anyone heard? Who all has heard about Corinne working on a weekend binging course? And so I'm super excited about that. Coming in the next couple of months, y'all may know more than I do. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep track of when everything's coming, but it's coming. It's coming. But even this month with emotional eating, y'all, it's all so much of that course is helpful to us with binging as well, right? Because what is so kind of the hallmark of binging so often is the shame, right? Is the emotion of shame that is just so prevalent when it comes to binging. Often it's why we eat more and more and more because we're just in so much shame. And so all this stuff with emotional eating that we're learning about this month is absolutely relevant to what we're we're working on with our binging. So, and I love to think of binging as a process of healing. Just we are healing from our binge eating. I believe I will always be healing. I love to think about just a forever healing journey. I don't know, that just feels abundant to me. So, okay, what I wanted to do tonight, definitely please raise your hand if you want some coaching. This is an open coaching call. All right, Tracy, you're going to be up first. But I also would love for you all to, I thought it just might be fun if you wanted to, we could do Ask Me Anything. So, y'all, I used to do these weekly Q&A calls for the membership years ago. And y'all, I could just sit here and answer questions all day long. So, if you all have any questions about binging, about my story with binging, anything that you want to ask me, just anything in general about the membership, maybe relate it back to binging in some way. But I would love to answer any questions. So put that in the Q&A box. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and just bring that up. And so let's just do a little ask me anything. I think it'd be fun to see what questions you all have. And, weekend after Labor Day, Jean, you're our resident expert. So that's when that's when the course is coming out. Okay. I should have checked that before I came onto the call, but I know it's coming up soon. It's coming up soon later on this summer. So, and y'all, I cannot tell you anything yet, but there is news coming about camp in 2026. So we got some information at our coach meeting. So about camp, Christy, about camp in 2026. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. And hello, Linda. Linda's right close to me, south of Little Rock. All right, y'all. Tracy, let's see what you've got. And then oh, Carol, you've got a good question. Carol, let me just answer your question real quick while I'm bringing Tracy on. She said, sounds like Carol, you are new. And you said, confused about what to do after listening to the quick start. So be sure you have listened to the No BS Weight Loss course. That may be what you mean by quick start. There are five modules. No, sorry, excuse me, six modules of the No BS weight loss course. Okay. It is at nobswomen.com. And so be sure you have listened to that course. That is your focus for the first 30 days that you are in No BS. Okay. You know, you can listen to this call and all kinds of things, but we want you to totally focus because we don't want you to get overwhelmed with all the information. Okay. No BS weight loss course, six modules, and then you just start practicing eating when you're hungry, stopping at enough, and tracking your food. Okay. All right. Okay. We got some questions, more questions coming up. So, Tracy, I'll bring you on. And then make sure you wanted to be coached. Okay, Tracy's joining us. And then we'll get into some questions. Super fun. But y'all, if you want coaching, raise your hand. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, good to see
Sorry, I'm a mess. I just got out of the shower and
you. You are
my hair
right
is all
on
over
with
the
me.
place.
Yes, I'm so glad you raised your hand. So.
So we're just going to dive right into it.
Yes. Okay.
Let me take these off.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Nope, you can't hear me. Okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
And I don't think I can hear you either without those on. So,
Okay.
okay.
The hot weather is a coming. I
Yes.
work in a factory where I put this in Ask Coaches, I
Okay.
think yesterday, but I was like, let's talk about it.
It's good.
I work in a factory where it is not temperature controlled. So it is, if it's 90 degrees outside, it is 90 degrees at work. But the humidity usually gets up to about 140 in there.
Wow, okay.
Yes, yesterday and today was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home from work yesterday, and after my nap, I woke up and I just ate. And I was like, what are you doing? Don't care. Don't care.
Okay, so what do you think is going on? If you really, I mean, you know, if you really answered that question, because don't care is kind of a, that's kind of like a, well, I don't really want to answer that question, right? I want to kind of keep checking out. Let's keep eating. Let's just keep zoning out. But if you really were to answer that question of what was it? What's going on here? Or, you know, if you really were to just
Why
take
are
a
you
guess.
doing this? I
Yes.
think my mindset is, well, you didn't eat a whole lot during the day. You burned so many calories. You sweated so much today. You worked so hard. Notice my air quotes. It's just horse shit thinking. And I do not want to go through another summer like this. I've lost weight with no BS in, gosh, Jen's going to kill me. Shout out to my bestie, Jen. I've lost weight in, I think it was 2001 or two. And in the past 2 and 3 years, I've put it right back on, plus some. And I don't want to go through another summer maintaining. I want to lose.
Okay, so what has let's kind of build on that. What has worked for you in the past? Is there anything you want to kind of oh, there she is. Yeah. Is there anything you want to kind of take from your past weight loss experiences that did work for you? Or, I mean, we can just focus on kind of what we teach here in OBS.
I can't remember what I did the first time. I know I ate out a lot, which is crazy. I don't do that anymore.
Well, I mean, you can eat out a lot and still lose weight with no BS, right?
But I did move more.
All right. And movement is, you know, if you want to do it, right? If it feels good, but it is a very small part of really what makes weight loss happen.
Okay.
Right. So, what do you think you need to do here to get the weight loss going? And I'll
Just
help you if
eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough.
you. But I want to kind of go back to the, you know, your example that you gave, right, with your your story around work, right? And all these
I
kinds of
worked so
excuses.
hard. I deserve it.
Yeah, I think that's what we've got to dig into, right? And it's perfect timing because the emotional eating course is exactly what you need. Like, you need to work on getting these stories out, these I deserve it stories, these, I've burned so much calories, kind of old diet mentality. It's okay, right? You're really just, you've got some excuses that need to be looked at and questioned, and like, I think you're already on to yourself that they're BS.
Maybe I just needed to hear it from somebody
Yeah.
else's mouth,
I
besides
think that a lot
Jen.
of times that's what we need to hear, right? That's my job a lot of times is like, I just need to tell you what you already know. What a lot of us already know, but sometimes it's just we're not just 100% sure. We just kind of doubt ourselves. And I love being someone who can just kind of, reassure you or just kind of remind you, like, okay, you know what to do. And, but I think for you, some really good homework would be to take each one of those excuses. And I mean, I'm glad this is recorded because you can go back and even hear yourself, every single one of them. I deserve it. I've, it's all kind of a, but I think the interesting one about, I've burned so many calories today and things like that, right? And take each one of those and then kind of come up with a, we talk about ping pong now, like kind of ping pong, where it's like, you got the ping, right? You got all the pings, with the
I was just
excuses
so
and what's the
exhausted
pong?
yesterday. I did not want to ping pong at all. I was just like, you win, I surrender. Because it was just, today I went into work in a different mindset.
But
I was
here's, I
like,
mean, here's what you can do about yet, right? I mean, just yesterday, just have some compassion for yourself, right? We're none of us are perfect. We're going to have days like that. It's in the past now. So I just took care of myself in the only way I could yesterday with food. I still do it. We all still do it sometimes.
I want to ask one more question. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
sure.
So I weigh in normally on Friday. Sometimes I sneak away in just to check it out, but I don't really. My official day is Friday. I'm probably going to be swollen, maybe inflamed from all the
Inflamed.
heat. Okay. What kind of thought work can I have? Like, just say, hey, you're inflamed. You worked in extreme heat all week. Like, I need a conversation with that one.
Well, I mean, I think we kind of back it up to, do you want to weigh?
This week,
Yeah.
that might be a good option too, just
I
to
mean,
say
that's an
no.
option. Where, I mean, this kind of reminds me of when I talk about people like who've been traveling and flying. It's like when I travel and stuff, like I am not way, I'm giving myself at least a week when I get back because that number is not going to be any way accurate. And like, why? What is my amazing reason for still weighing? Because then I'd have to do a bunch of, spend a bunch of mental energy on that number. No, I'm not doing that to myself.
That might
And
have been hosing me in the like past couple of years too, because I see the number go up and I say, oh, it's not working. Let's just eat.
I'm telling you, I think sometimes taking a little break from the scale, right? I mean, I've said this before and it's kind of funny sounding, but it's actually true. Like, we don't lose weight by weighing ourselves, y'all. If we're losing weight, we're still going to be losing weight even if we don't step on that scale. Now, we're human and we want that validation, right? We want that scale to tell us that we're doing the right thing. But we can be practicing the habits that we know lead to weight loss, and that we do not have to weigh every week or every month to lose weight, right? Like, and sometimes that number is not something that's going to be helpful for us to kind of have in our world sometimes, especially for you, if it's just not going to be an accurate representation of kind of the habits that you've been practicing. Right. And but again, all of that is coming from like this very decisive place and this very like, kind of reasonable place. But if we're scared of the number, that's kind of a different story. We may want to, go ahead and step on that scale and face the fears and say, okay, I've got some thoughts coming up here when I weigh. And but I can handle this, right? I can be okay with what this number says. But I think sometimes the answer is let's just take a break from it because it doesn't prevent me from losing weight. It's just a piece of metal that you step on and it gives you a number. So, what do you
Okay.
think you want to do and why?
I'm not going to weigh this week because that's just going to put me in a whole downward spiral. I have a feeling. I already know that. And just give myself some grace and say, yes, you did work hard, but you don't have to. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. You don't have to treat yourself, we'll say.
I mean, it's, like, or how else could I kind of take care of myself? You mentioned taking a nap, I think, when you got home,
I had
right?
no choice. I sat on the chair and just backed out.
Well, but here's the th I mean, but you did, right? You actually did have a choice. And so remind yourself that you took care of yourself, with that nap first. And that's a win, right? Let's keep, logging our wins. Just because you overate later doesn't cancel out the self-care of that nap that you gave yourself. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. So take each kind of each one of those excuses and maybe kind of come up with a, when you have, when you, this is not when in the moment, right? This is when you want to sit down and kind of do some writing on this. You have a little bit more energy to sit down and kind of come up with a poem for each one. And then just make the decision, maybe kind of write down, okay, I've decided that this is the next time I'm going to weigh, and this is why, right? This is the reason that I like, right? This is the reason that feels good to me. And anything is okay. You just want to like your reasons.
Okay. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Such good questions. All right. Good to see you. All right. I'll
Thank
bring
you.
that down. Okay. Let's see. Oh my gosh, I got all the questions here. Is there a difference between fuck it eating and binge eating? Maybe. A lot of times we do say, fuck it when we binge. So don't overthink it, right? Don't overthink the terms. It really is all about like the emotion that's fueling the eating. So when you say fuck it, is that coming from shame and judgment? That's a lot of times what fuels binge eating. And so probably they are the same or there's a lot of overlap. Okay. But definitely check out Anonymous, the emotional eating course, because there is, I think, one of the types of eating that's discussed in one of the lessons is fuck it eating. Okay. So definitely probably some overlap there. All right, Linda, see what you got. What Linda's got. Make sure. Linda, while you're coming on, I'm gonna answer Laura's question. She said, I wrote cookies on my plane yesterday, but then and oh, Linda, you declined. Okay. But then ended up eating fruit and then felt like I didn't follow my plan. Am I still in integrity with myself? Struggling with perfectionism, but kind of feel like my thoughts went silly in this instance. I think you're, like, I think Laura, that like you actually made a leveled up choice. It wasn't what you wrote down, but I love that you're catching the perfectionism. And I call it kind of P word thinking because I have a lot of it too. But we can't afford to keep buying into perfectionism when we are losing weight and practicing these habits. So for you, I love that you caught it. And here's the thing. You absolutely made a leveled up choice. And so you did follow the spirit of the plan. And so there is a lesson. You may have heard it before, Laura, but I want you to go back to it. There is a lesson in the No BS Weight Loss course called the Spirit of the Plan, the Spirit of the Law, Module 5, Lesson 6. Okay, it's the whole module that's about the plan, about making a plan. And that's really what I love, that this is what we're teaching now. It's a kind of a new lesson. And it's basically, did I follow the, you said, am I still in integrity with myself? And what's your answer? Right? Because that's what we say when what we're talking about when we say the spirit of the law or the spirit of the plan. Did I follow the spirit of the plan? Yes, I actually leveled up my choice from cookies to fruit. So I'm not going to get caught up in perfectionism because that's not the spirit of the plan. If we make a plan and we insist on following it perfectly, we will not be successful with weight loss. Okay. I've tried that. I know by personal experience. Okay. 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 Good, Laura. Yes. So module 5, lesson 6. Okay. Glad that was helpful. One of my best friends is named Laura. So made me think of her. All right, Lindsay, let's see what you've got. And then we've got Kelsey after that. Hey, how are you?
Hi,
Good to
I'm
see you.
good. So I wrote down what I wanted to talk about because I want to be focused when I get on here. But so I'm really trying to work on my binges and like kind of pause even before or recognize like what emotions are driving them and things like that. And what I've started seeing is it's like I start with something I don't want. Like, let's say I want something sweet. Like that's what I'm craving. Like my urge is for sweet. So instead, I'm like, well, I'll eat some crackers or something totally opposite, but that it to me feels like a better food than just eating like chocolate. So then if I start eating these crackers, then the next thing I think is, well, I mean, I've already like eaten these crackers. So then like maybe it's okay if I just have like a few chocolate chips, then I'll be okay. So then I eat a few chocolate chips and then I think, oh, well, now I really want peanut butter to go with this. So what if I put peanut butter on apples? Like it's like I'm making again like excuse after excuse after excuse. And then I've got like this momentum eating going and then that leads to binging. Like eventually, obviously, I stop, but it's like I don't stop until I'm super, super full. Like I feel sicky full, right? So my thought was when I'm looking at the back at these binges and looking at the start, it's like maybe if I started with something that I actually wanted, is that not like, is that okay? But like, what would your advice be? Like, do you think I should experiment with that? Like, should I experiment with trying not to do it? Because I know, like, especially after listening to like the trusting your body again, like I listened to that with a totally different mindset than I ever had before, right? Like I heard it before, but I heard it different this time. And when I heard that and heard like, well, maybe, you're not, maybe don't focus on weight loss, maybe find another goal, maybe find these things. I'm like, I'm just trying to like find easy solutions for myself just to be like, hey, Lindsay, this, you might be going down a start here. Maybe you could cut it off a little earlier if you switch this habit.
Yes. I love all of this because it's just like, I mean, you're a different person now than when you listened to the course before.
Right.
And so, of course, you are taking different things from it and getting curious and all of that. So, that's just amazing. I just wanted to you to, give yourself credit for that. And that's so good for everyone else to hear, right? That y'all, we need to go through these courses. We need to, listen to these things over and over again because we're always at a different place. So here's the thing I will, say first is I am always going to be for experimenting, right? And like, I mean, that is what this journey is all about, is trying things and seeing what happens. fucking around and finding out, in other words.
Yeah.
So, because what I hear you saying is like, okay, what I thought was maybe the, the helpful thing for me to do, it's not working.
No, yeah.
Right? It's just
Right.
not working. Like to kind of want something sweet and then to give myself something, I just tried that, right? Well, we've collected data on that, and no, it's not getting us the result that we
Right.
want. And so, what about trying to just go ahead and start with the chocolate chips? What feels, does that feel doable? Does that feel, how does that feel to just go ahead and give yourself what you really want from the start?
Yeah, it feels like maybe a little permissive, right? Like, okay, well, then you're giving yourself permission to do it. But I also feel like if I plan it, if I were to plan like something sweet, then like before you said, like being integrity, like then I don't feel like I'm going off of plan, right? Like I'm like, okay, well, that if I'm hungry, that's finer, but I know if I'm having these urges, I'm probably not that hungry. So that's, I guess, the hard part is like the two don't, like I'm conflicted, right? I know I'm not necessarily hungry, but I'm really having an urge. And I'm like, if I'm going to give in to that, maybe that's what I need, right? Hey, look, I'm giving in to an urge, recognizing that's what I'm doing, but I'm also going to honor what I'm really seeking rather
Yes.
than trying to tamp it down with something else.
Because what, if you're trying to tap tamp it down with something else and not, that's restriction.
Yeah, okay.
And, we know that most binging is rooted in some sort of restriction where we're not giving ourselves what we really want.
Right.
And then I think for some of us who binge, we may need to kind of, where we talk about we may need to set aside the focus on weight loss for a while. We may need to also set aside the focus on hunger and enough for a little while.
Okay.
Because this is like some of us, and I have been there, we are rebuilding trust with
Yeah.
our body, right? And
Okay.
if we put that rule of hunger and enough, sometimes that just still feels too much, too scary. We
Okay.
need to, I mean, you said it feels too permissive. Sometimes we need to practice permission first
Yeah.
before we get into hunger and enough.
Yeah.
I found that with myself. I found that with many of my private clients where, and then also with the binge group that I'm working with right now. Sometimes that adds kind of a that restriction again, where it's like, no, we need to practice permission. And maybe permission is, yeah, I just do give myself permission to give myself what I have an urge for. Because again, what you've been doing before, it just, there's not enough, quite enough trust there yet.
Right. Yeah, that feels like I just when you explain that, like I just felt like way calmer. You know what I mean? Like this, like a whole body, just like, okay, that feels way better. Like that feels way more doable and still like I'm making the progress and still learning what I need to because I know that this is where I am right now. Like right here, this is what I'm doing, and this is my focus. So,
Yes. And I will just tell you that, this you're right where you're supposed to be, and you just, it takes courage to kind of set these things aside and really focus in on building this trust with rebuilding this trust with your body. And you are doing it, and keep reaching out, keep asking for help. It's just it's the way that I have seen that is most effective,
okay.
right? Where we just have to rebuild the trust first, and then we can bring in some of these guardrails, right? That can help us and that can ultimately lead to weight loss. But
Sure.
sometimes the trust needs to be rebuilt first before we can bring that focus back in. Okay.
Well, thank you. I
All
appreciate
right.
that.
I love your hair. It's just
Ah.
So
Thank you.
beautiful.
Thank you.
Just love the color. All right. Good to see you. All
Good to see you.
right. There's so much to look at here. Let's see. Kelsey, you'll be up next. Let me answer a question or two here. Oh, Lindsay asked a question too. Okay. So let me do anonymous first. Starting with Gobi tomorrow and having a really hard time accepting the fact that I haven't been able to do this on my own. How can I get past this? Well, first off, let's not try to get past it, right? Let's just really like have some compassion for ourselves and just be with that thought, because we're not just gonna, that thought probably won't just disappear, won't just, be quiet. It's let's just be with that and just say like, okay, this is just when I think, I should have been able to do this on my own. And it's okay that I'm thinking that. Okay. We want to like befriend that critical part of us instead of being like, shut up, or I just want to get past that thinking. No, that part of us just wants to have a voice. It wants to let you know how it feels. Okay. So I want you to kind of talk to it and say, okay, I hear you. I know it's hard. And start there with just letting yourself be with that thinking. And then that can lead you to maybe a thought like, how amazing is it that I have this tool that can help me? Okay. I work with a lot of private clients that are on the weight loss medication, and they're also utilizing the tools that we teach in NoBS. And so I love thinking of this medication as this amazing tool in our toolbox, along with eating when we're hungry, stopping at enough, getting our water in, getting some sleep, taking care of our basic needs. It's just another tool. And how amazing is it that we have access to it? If it might help us. Okay. So what you're thinking is very, very normal and very common. So I just want you to let yourself be with it. Okay. And just practice some kindness and some compassion for yourself. And then, tell yourself something like, okay, I have this tool that's available to me. And that can be a good thing. Okay. And you're also in no BS with all of us. So it can be like so abundant. I have all these amazing things around me to support me, including the medication. Okay. All right. And if you need more help with that, I encourage you to go over to Ask Coaches and we can work more kind of back and forth with you on that. All right, and Lindsay said, how did your binge focus group go? So I'm in week 11 of 12 weeks with a small group and of No BS women who are focusing on their binging and healing from their binging. And it has been amazing. It has been amazing. We have had lessons each week, and on these monthly binge calls, every once in a while, I kind of have been giving you all a little bit of a peek into the group and what I teach there. But what I really want to start doing kind of more consistently is I'm just going to take the content from that course and teach a lot of it here on these monthly calls because I think it's so beneficial for all of us. And I'm not sure when we'll do the group again. So I don't want that content to kind of go just, dormant. I want to keep teaching you all. So this week we are they did a lesson on how time matters, that time is our partner when we are healing from binge eating. And that's a little bit of a different take on things, right? Because a lot of times we're in a hurry and we don't want to wait and we don't want to practice patience. But I will tell you all, we can't rush. We can't rush this. It just takes time. It takes practice. It takes experimenting, like I was talking to Lindsay about, and rebuilding trust with our bodies and rebuilding trust with food, that we will give ourselves permission to have the foods that we enjoy. That just takes time. I haven't found a way to fast track it. If I did, if I could, I would give it to you all. But we have to give it time. We have to give our body time to trust us again. Okay. And so I love thinking of time as a partner instead of an enemy in this process. So that's just an example of what we've been talking about in the course. All right, Miss Kelsey, we'll see what you have. And then just checking the chat too and see what y'all are chatting about.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh,
Jean.
yes. How are
Hi.
you?
I'm struggling.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about
So a couple few weeks ago, I met gotten with you on this call, I think, because I was feeling good. I stopped my nighttime eating. And then we moved to a new town, and I don't know. I haven't been doing like all of the no BS stuff that I usually do. I've just been focusing on like hunger and enough while we get moved in. And this week I was like, okay, I'm gonna get back in my regular habits. I went to try a gym, and the guy at the front desk just acted like so annoyed that I had any questions. I felt very unwelcome. And then I went, and tried to go play volleyball, and like no one was like, it wasn't like volleyball was in my old town. And then today I was taking my kids somewhere, and I backed into our neighbor's car. Just like everything that can go wrong is going wrong. And
Lots of life happening right now. Yes.
I came home today and I cried. And then I had my husband go get me Brahms, and I was like, I would like a burger and fries and a salad and a shake.
Okay.
I
All right.
ate past enough, but I didn't like stuff myself. But it's been feeling like a bingey day, because I'm like, I want this and this and this and this. And I just feel so upset. And I'm like, I don't know what my next thought is, or like how to handle this transition, because I kind of thought, like, I felt confident going into it. Like, there are coffee shops everywhere, and there are gyms everywhere, and there's volleyball groups everywhere. But I guess I'm just feeling really homesick.
It sounds like, some of your expectations, right? Of what you kind of how you thought it would go aren't, being met, right?
Yeah,
And
for sure.
that can be, I want all of you all to think about this, because I coach on this so often, and it's like we really want to get curious about this pattern in our life when our expectations are not met. And like, I think it'd be an amazing journaling opportunity for a lot of you all to, really kind of stay aware of that, because that can be one of the hardest things, one of the things that really can bring up urges to binge, because it sucks. It's a hard and painful thing, to because you just, you thought it was going to go, you thought things were going to go a certain way, and they didn't. So I just want to say that, because that just helps, or I want it to help you feel normal. Okay. And also, we also just know that moving, don't they say moving is like the top most stressful thing? Like maybe moving or a new job, or they're
Like, how do
top.
military families do this all the time? I
Oh yeah.
have no idea.
I mean, it's hard. And so we kind of even just add those two things together, and the urges make sense, and you just didn't have access to anything else in that moment to try to help you and try to feel better, right? It's part of the past now, and that's how I like to think about any past things that happened, was this is just the best I could do, the best I could do. And it really was a big deal, right? When things don't go, I mean, it might have been a big deal for you to go into the gym, right? And then it didn't go the way you expected.
Yeah, 'cause I was going to the same type of gym that I went to in my old town, so I was like, okay, this is something I'm used to and I can feel more at home here, and I definitely did not.
Well, a big expectation, right? That wasn't that did not, meet what you thought it was going to be. Okay, so that's where it can just be, okay, this is when my expectations didn't get met, and I know that that is a pattern for me, right? To want to eat because it just feels crappy. Crappy, but we've got to start with awareness, right? Of kind of like, okay, I want to watch for that. I mean, you're probably going to have other experiences like this, right? Since you're in a new place. And, but it can be, you can also kind of prepare yourself now that you know that this might be happening again. How could you kind of watch for that of when your expectations might not be met?
I guess I shouldn't just assume that it's going, even if it's like the same franchise or whatever, that it's gonna feel like it felt like.
I mean, it can be like, we just want to be prepared, right? Where it's like, okay, this may not go exactly as, it went before or, went in the other town, and but I can be okay. I can be okay. And so you kind of prepare yourself, but you're also not just, kind of walking around like expecting the worst either, right? Because you know that you can be okay. And if you still eat sometimes, that's okay too. I loved hearing that you found a win in there, right? That you didn't eat everything. You stopped eating at some point. So that tells me that you are taking care of yourself.
I'm trying. I think it's hard too to feel like, and maybe you can help me with this thought, is I just feel like I had built up so much of my life to be pleasant, I guess, and like enriching, and now it's like ground zero.
Like, what do you mean by ground zero?
Like, well, apparently, like I don't have a volleyball, like a good volleyball place to go to yet, and I don't have like a good gym to go to yet, and I don't have like a girlfriend to go get like margs and guac and queso with, and
Yeah, there are some things that aren't figured out yet, and kind of acknowledging that. But then it also might help you to say, okay, but what is still figured out? Or what isn't at ground zero? Just to kind of offer yourself some equal air time. What is, above ground zero still?
I mean, the nice thing is that my husband's family lives nearby.
And you've still got your husband and you all have a home and all of that kind of stuff, right? This is where we just want to remind, okay, yes, some things are at ground zero. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves, right? And pretend that's not true. But not everything, right? Not everything. And, I'm thinking y'all probably moved there for a reason, maybe for a good reason. Yeah. Remind yourself of that too. And the things that still need to get figured out will get figured out in time. But of course, our brain wants everything figured out all the time. It just wants everything settled. And, when we move and we're trying to figure out where to play volleyball and what gym to go to and all this kind of stuff, it's just things are up in the air. So it's normal. It's normal. Give yourself some. This is, I mean, the binge told you, right? We need some self-care right now. And we're gonna do it with food unless we try something different, unless you tell us to try something different. So how could you really take exquisite care of yourself right now? With all this new stuff and this stuff that's not quite figured out yet.
I've been trying to like put a to-do list in my notes so I know like my top things to get done for the day. I think having that like focus helps. And then we have a neighborhood pool, which is really nice, so I might just like book some more time into the calendar to be at the pool.
Sounds amazing. What about like some rest and
Yeah, I'm trying to get, I feel like sleep is always something, but I'm trying to get better at sleep. And I've started charging my phone on my husband's side of the bed so that I can't like grab, roll over and grab
well, that's a great little hack.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some amazing self-care if you're if you tend to, grab your phone.
Oh yeah, I do that. And then an hour later, I'm like, oh, I need to buy this on Amazon and I
Okay.
need to do, So.
Okay, so keep practicing that. And anything with these things that you're, kind of working on, anything with the gym, anything with the volleyball, like kind of next steps that you.
I don't know. There's an open gym like 45 minutes away that I'm gonna try, even though it's further away, because I feel like that was one thing that I always really looked forward to. So I feel like finding something would help me feel better.
Okay. So let's explore that and see. And but just, kind of put that at the top of your list. And just, be in the process of figuring that out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, self-care, normalizing all of this because you are moving, you've moved, you've just you're doing some hard stuff right now. You're at a lot of expectations are not being met. So let's just normalize the urges. And you probably will eat sometimes. We all do. But then also focus on some other ways to take care of yourself right now because you're kind of in a tender place right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like the prime time to take care of yourself, like exquisite care of yourself. I like that word.
Alrighty.
All
Well,
right, you good?
thank you.
All right, all right. I'm so glad you raised your hand. I'll see you
Thanks.
later. All right,
Bye.
bye. All right, we will finish up with a few questions. Carol says, our coach replays in the membership podcast. Recent, yes. So this, for example, this call is live right now on Tuesday, and it will be put into the podcast on probably Thursday. And so, yes, we put up the recordings of the calls very quickly. So it's very recent. So if you have any questions about that, I see Miss Lori on the call. She's part of our amazing customer service team. So Carol, if you have any questions about, any of that, they'd love to help you over at support@pnptribe.com. I will even put that in the chat. Okay. Yes. Lori's the best. So, and then Carol has one other question. I love all these questions, Carol, because this is what we want to do when we're new, right? Or anytime. Ask, ask, ask. Sometimes I'm not hungry until afternoon. I drink 3 cups of coffee and 32 ounces of water in the AM. I've lost touch with my body signals. Is it okay to still measure portions until I learn signals again? Yeah, sure. Like I still measure portions too of certain foods, like nuts and things like that. So you are getting to know your body signals again. And so for now, yes, just, measure portions if you want to. And I would also experiment, Carol, with maybe having just a little something in the morning to eat other than coffee and water, just to experiment and see if maybe that kind of wakes your body up a little bit to give you some more hunger and enough signals. Okay. And just experiment with it. And it's totally fine to, to wait until you are, to wait until you're hungry. But sometimes, like in the morning, especially if we've had coffee and water, those hunger signals might just be a little muted in the morning. And sometimes if we just eat a little something, maybe something with some protein in it and stuff, it could kind of get your body going and you can maybe hear those signals better. But only you will know that when you experiment. Okay. All right. Let's see what else we've got in. Oh, Linda had a great suggestion, Kelsey, of trying the gym at a different day or time. So, totally another option. But there's options, right? There's options. Yes. Ooh, Laura, Kelsey. Laura's reaching out for maybe. I love it when we get some accountability groups going over here in the chat. So Laura's reaching out to you, Kelsey. So kind of scroll back up and y'all hook up if you want to. So I love all the support in the chat, y'all. And here's my little thing about that. Some of y'all been around for a while, you've heard this. Y'all are the most supportive, loving people in the chat to other people that are getting coached. And please, please, that means that you all have the ability to be loving and supportive to yourselves too. Okay? We just aren't as practiced with turning it over to ourselves and, and practicing that with ourselves, but we do have the ability to love and care for and support other no BS women, our friends and family. Sometimes we are nicer to total strangers than we are to ourselves. And so let's just turn a little bit of that 1% of that kindness and compassion and understanding onto ourselves. And all it takes is practice. Okay. But it does take practice. It's not something that we're used to doing. Okay. I was answering Ask Coaches or a Facebook or something today, and I was like, this is a good reminder. This is a good reminder. We have the ability. We just haven't done it very often. So what do we do when we haven't done something very often and we want to get better at it? We practice. Okay. All right. That's my little spiel on that. Christy said, I remember talking to Coach Lizzie about not being hungry in the morning. She asked me how my nighttime eating was. Bingo, I was eating late at night, so I wasn't hungry in the morning. Sometimes I can't see the forest for the trees. Well, that's what we're here to do as coaches. But yes, but that's experimenting, right? That's getting curious with, okay, maybe I'm not hungry in the morning because I've been overeating at night. So just get curious about that. Okay. And Carol says maybe she has been doing some overeating at night. And so that might be why you're not so hungry in the morning. So let's experiment with maybe lessening some of that nighttime eating. We have the nighttime eating course, Carol, that you have access to in your first 30 days after you finish the No BS weight loss course. And so that might be your next course to do after you finish the basic course. Okay. All right. Oh, Laura. Okay. Laura and Kelsey, y'all get together. Y'all get together. Laura, y'all like exchange information or something? I'm going to stay on here until you do it. I have another call in 5 minutes, but I'm going to stay on. So, and let you all get connected. All right. So Carol says, thank you so much. I lost 44 pounds on the shot a year and a half ago, gained half of it back. And so it regains happen. And what do you want to tell yourself, Carol, about your regain? It's going to help you move forward. Okay. Something that I like to suggest is because, we can get stuck in the regain shouldn't have happened. Or I'm failed, or I shouldn't have gained the weight back, right? It's so much resistance to where you are right now. And the thing is that, it's part of the past. We can't change it. So one thought that I like to offer is, you know what? I guess this happened for a reason. I guess it happened. We don't have to feel amazing about that, but at least it opens up our curiosity to, okay, I guess that was supposed to, I guess it wasn't supposed to be the final time I lost weight. I guess I needed to learn something, or I guess I needed to do something a little bit different this time. What's that going to be? Okay. And that moves us into curiosity and into moving forward. All right. Because if we hold on to the wrongness of our regain, y'all, we're going to fuck around with the same 5 pounds forever. We've got to tell ourselves a different story about the regain. Okay. I have lost weight twice with no BS. That's my story. I lost weight way back in 2011, 2012 with Corinne. And then I went through a big breakup in 2013, like a divorce. And I gained most of it back, about 50 pounds. I'd lost about 50 pounds. I gained about 40 pounds back. And I just did not have the skills that I needed to keep that weight off that time. Just didn't. We weren't even doing all that much thought work and stuff back then. We were counting calories and all kinds of stuff. But still, I just didn't, I mean, doesn't matter what it was. I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the skills to keep the weight off until 2015. And then here I am having lost my weight, keeping it off. I do have some little regains here and there. I go through hard times. I use food to cope. We all do it. But if I just, keep going, I'm right back. I'm here. I'm here and I'm at the weight that I want to be. Okay. All right, y'all. Such a good call. And I'm always just wanting to nose in on the chat and see what y'all are talking about before I get out of here. So those of you who ever have had a regain, definitely, definitely do some journaling, do some writing, maybe reach out and ask coaches and say, hey, this is what I got from really thinking about my regain. I need some help here on the story that I want to tell myself. Okay. All right. Yep. Sometimes we just gotta figure it out again. But this is the opportunity to figure it out for the last time. Okay. Yeah. And a lot of us were, we did it in a very restrictive way. Didn't work for us. Good to know. Now let's try something different. Okay. All right, y'all. I just love y'all so much. Can't wait till next month. It's my favorite time of the month, but I am here for you all. I'm here for y'all in Ask Coaches. I'm here for y'all in the Binge Support Facebook group. By the way, you newbies who are just here in your first 30 days, you'll have access to the Binge Support Facebook group after your first 30 days. Okay. So for now, just keep on going and I will see you all next month. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.